على الفلاح حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
إن الحمد لله تعالى نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. We praise Allah سبحانه وتعالى and we thank Him and we bear witness that there is no deity except Him. There is no honor for the attributes of greatness, for the names of greatness except Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. One, ahad. Ahad is one perfect, flawless, complete unit that cannot be partitioned, cannot be divided. This is qul huwa Allahu ahad. And this is the difference between the ahad and the wahid. Wahid means one, but you can have a one car that can be broken into body, wheels, and engine. So can be partitioned. But the name Al-Ahad comes to eliminate that thought and eliminate that possibility and describe His nature in a more accurate way. He is not only Wahid, but He is also Ahad. One perfect, flawless, complete, self-sufficient unit that supports everybody and nobody supports Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. That provides this unit, Allah is providing for everybody, and no one is providing for Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is, subhanahu wa ta'ala, owns all the attributes of greatness. This unit, all the powers of God, all these powers are owned by Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is Al-Ahad, the unit, the perfect, flawless, complete unit that cannot be divided and cannot be partitioned. We bear witness that He is Al-Wahid Al-Ahad. And we bear witness that He has sent so many prophets and messengers to guide us to His way, ending by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He created us on earth for a purpose, for a mission. That has been expressed clearly all over the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً. I am creating a representation on earth. A representation that will take my attributes of beauty, which is the most merciful, the most kind, the most forgiving, the most fair. All these names, will take these names and apply them on earth as real life governing principles that governs the life on earth. So the Quran, which is a reflection, which is my speech, which is has the description of my attributes of beauty, has description of my manners. These attributes of beauty represent the manners of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the heavenly manners. We, Allah has sent this Quran so that we take the words of the Quran and apply them in real life. So it is not to be written. The words of Allah is sent not to be written with a cheap ink on a cheap paper. No, it is they are sent so that they are implemented as real life governing rules and principles that we live our life by. He, subhanahu wa ta'ala, is so kind and He wants us to be kind with one another. Is so merciful, He wants us to give mercy to one another. Is wadood, loving, one who seeks love from the ones who have lower status than Him, and He wants us to be wadood. He wants us to be to seek the love from the ones who are lower status than us. They are not going to benefit us because we don't need them, but we still seek their love. So is the nature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These names describe His nature. Perfectly understandable Arabic language. Names that describes the nature of Allah. Who is He? And we take these names and apply them on the life on this earth. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself is ruling the earth directly, In other words, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take away the freedom from the hands of the people that He gave, if He will take away the freedom, the free will from our hands, if He take from our hands the powers that He has given to us to make decisions and to choose where to go and what to do and what to say, if He will take away this, if He will take away the powers from the hands of presidents and kings, if He will take away the powers of, from the mothers and fathers, if He will take away the powers of the professionals who conduct business, take all these powers away from them, and rule the earth directly without any of those powers and freedoms, freedom of choices being available to us, the life on earth definitely will be governed by His nature subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is clear from His names, the attributes of beauty that He has. However, this is not what He wanted to do. He wanted something else. He wanted to give us freedom, to give us choices, to give us some of His powers. Very little tiny bit of His powers are given to the kings and to the presidents. These freedoms and powers are different from one person to another. One person has a lot of power, like the presidents and kings, and even president and kings, one king has more powers than the other, and this, of course, more power means more freedom to decide and do, and people have to live and agree with those decisions. And it varies from that level, very high level, to a low level of a person who is really limited in the choices, because he's limited in resources, because he really is not holding a big position and is not having a lot of money and have limited freedom. To a slave who really controlled by his master and told where to go and what to do and what to say. These levels of freedom vary. However, on the average, every one of us is guaranteed by Allah certain level of freedom. Enough to test us, enough to make us be part of the representation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants on earth. This representation is either a good representation or a bad representation. In order for this representation to be a good representation, it has to be as close as possible from the manners of Allah. In other words, it has to be as close as possible from life on earth if Allah will rule the earth directly by Himself and take away the freedom of the choices from the hands of the people. It has to be as close as possible from that. Of course, it will never be the same, but as close as possible. This is the good representation. The bad representation is the representation of the shaitan. If the shaitan is having full authority on earth, if the shaitan takes away our free will from us, takes away our freedoms and our authorities away from our hands, and rule the earth directly by himself, the bad representation will happen. And life on earth will be governed by the nature of the shaitan, represented by his names of ugliness and wickedness, the temptation that we have on our hearts, the selfishness, the greed, the jealousy, the love of power, the ego, the injustice, all these attributes of the shaitan. Life on earth would be governed by these attributes or these manners, which are the manners of the shaitan. This is the bad representation. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that I am creating you to have a good representation, to be a good representation on earth. The angels wondered and said, Ya Allah, you have created people before and they were very bad representation on earth. Those creations with the jinn kind, they were created before us, and instead of establishing the good representation that Allah wanted to be established, they have established a very wicked, evil representation on earth that Allah had to eliminate them and bring humans to establish this representation on earth. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, in order for you to be able to establish the good representation, I am going to send you help. I am going to send you tools and means. If you use, then you're going to be able to do the job the way I want to be done. And not only that, but I'm also going to send you teachers. which are prophets, who are going to teach you what I want, who are going to talk to you and teach you about my nature, about what I want, about what is a good representation and what is a bad representation, and be a living example among you. And they will teach you a textbook. This textbook is going to come from me. Like any teacher will have a textbook. The textbook books of the prophets of Allah are the books that are sent to us. Like the Quran and the Torah and the Zabur and the Injil and all these books that are sent from Allah. Textbooks sent to those teachers to teach from and to live by and implement during their life. And then after they die, they leave to us as a source of guidance that we go back to inspire ourselves and to seek answers for the questions that come after the teachers leave us alone. And then he subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَمَنِ اتَّبَعَ هُدَايَ فَلَا يَضِلُّ وَلَا يَشْقَى. Whomsoever follows the guidance represented in the sources of guidance, Quran and Sunnah, and the examples of the teachers, the prophets that I said, he's going to have a good life. Establish a good representation. The reward of establishing a good representation, we have two rewards. The first reward in this life, and the second reward in the hereafter. The first reward in this life will be a life, a very peaceful life. Very peaceful life. You can't believe how peaceful it is. Abundant, full of resources. Everybody will have a lot of resources, enough, and have a lot of peace will be available if we establish the representation the way Allah wants. And you can see that clearly. Allah has said on the tongue of Prophet Nuh, in Surah Nuh, فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. Basically, he's telling them, if you establish the good representation of Allah on earth, he will shower you with blessings and mercy and abundant resources, and you will have a very good, comfortable, fulfilling life, peaceful life in this world. Is that it? No. And in the hereafter, you go to an everlasting happy life. In gardens, in homes, located in gardens, the gardens of eternity, rivers are flowing underneath. And you just imagine how beautiful is this life. Happy in this life, happy in the hereafter, as the Prophet ﷺ used to say, As-sa'adatu fi al-darain. Happiness in both homes, this life and the life of the hereafter. And then those who establish the representation of shaitan, what is going to happen? A miserable life. وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكًا. Whomsoever turned their back to my guidance, they are going to have a miserable life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that in Surah Taha. فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكًا. They will have a miserable, awful life in this world. And just imagine. A world, just imagine the shaitan is the king. And the shaitan is ruling the earth. Just imagine that. And see what is going to happen to you and me. How much injustice and meanness and wickedness we're going to suffer from. And just imagine, this would be the condition of the bad representation. Alhamdulillah, Allah would not let the representation go that bad, because Allah is Latif. So He is going to always plan so that there is enough evil available to test people on earth, but it's not enough to destroy the earth. So Allah will, He is a Latif. He is the one who mitigates the evil. A Latif means the one who mitigates the evil. Mitigates the evil to a level that is enough for our mission on earth to be, for the purpose of our creation to be established, which is the test, the trial, to show the truth about each one of us. Who is he and who is she? So that the cowardness would demonstrate his or her cowardness. And the courage, the people with courage will demonstrate their courage. The good people will demonstrate their good nature, and the bad people will demonstrate their bad nature. They will demonstrate them through real life tests, through real life decisions, and through real life talks and words, and through real life demonstrations and actions. They will demonstrate everyone, as we say, كل واحد يبان على حقيقته. Everybody
would show the truth about him or herself. So Allah will let enough evil out to test us, but not big enough to destroy the earth. Otherwise, the earth would be ruined. And he has said, subhanahu wa ta'ala, in so many places of the Quran, that he intentionally, out of his wisdom, is making this decision and is making that decision to protect the earth from being completely ruined. As an example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about making everybody rich. He said, I am not making everybody rich. Why? Because if I make everybody rich, you guys will be spoiled brats. Then what is wrong with being spoiled brat? When you become spoiled brat, you will ruin the earth. Because, you know, any father can spoil his children by giving them too much. If Allah would provide for us and make us all rich, we would turn into real spoiled brats. And spoiled brats are good for nothing except evil. And this is exactly what Allah said. وَلَوْ بَسَطَ اللَّهُ الرِّزْقَ لِعِبَادِهِ لَبَلَوْا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَكِنْ يُنَزِّلُ بِقَدْرٍ مَّا يَشَاءُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if He will give people abundantly, okay, they will transgress on earth because they will become spoiled brats and then they will transgress the earth and they will ruin the earth. وَلَكِنْ يُنَزِّلُ بِقَدْرٍ مَّا يَشَاءُ. He sends with a calculated, measured amount. Enough to give some of the authority of the people to test them and to establish the good representation on earth, but not enough for the people to become spoiled brats and then ruin the life on earth. So here we go. Allah is not providing, Allah is making decisions to protect the earth. And He subhanahu wa ta'ala will limit the powers of evil people so that they don't let out all the evil in their heart. Indeed, the amount of evil existing in the hearts of the human is way much more than the evil that is present in the physical reality. Allah will limit the powers of the people so that they cannot let out all the evil inside their hearts. There are so many pharaohs, but only one of them has the real powers of the pharaoh. There are so many Hitlers, but only one of them has the real powers of the Hitler. There are so many evil people, but only few of them have the ability to let out the evil inside their hearts. However, if you look at their hearts, they are all the same. As Allah says in Surah Al-Baqarah, تَشَابَهَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. The hearts are the same. You know, you look at the hearts of the people who live, كَذَلِكَ قِيلَ لَكَ. The verse says that Allah, that the Prophet is suffering from and is facing whatever the people, the prophets before him has faced and suffered. And then at the end of the verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كَذَلِكَ قَالَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ مِثْلَ قَوْلِهِمْ تَشَابَهَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. Yes, the people before them, the wicked criminals before them, who fought the prophets before you, have said similar words, for the hearts are identical. The hearts are identical. Just the scenario is different, and the time is different, but the heart is the heart. And Allah goes by the heart. Allah goes by not what actually goes into the physical reality, but what is inside the hearts of every and each individual. If you have enough wickedness in your heart, and you are stopped by Allah from letting out this wickedness, then you earn the sin, as though you have done this wicked thing. And if you have goodness in your heart, and you are stopped from Allah, by Allah, from letting out this goodness, you earn the reward exactly as though you have done it. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam have said that in a hadith that the example of people in this life can be divided into four examples. The first two examples are two people. One has a good heart. Allah has given wisdom and knowledge, and has given a lot of wealth and money. So he is employing his wealth to promote the business of Allah, not the business of shaitan. To generate business for Allah and to support the business of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the actual word of the Prophet, فَسَخَّرَهُ عَلَى هَلَكَتِهِ فِي الْحَقِّ, means he was destroying, literally means destroying his wealth for the service of Allah. Like, you know, taking his wealth and spending left and right to promote the business of Allah and to have the good representation on this earth. And then the Prophet said, and another person who has an identical heart, a similar heart, but he's poor. He doesn't have the money. Allah has made him poor for whatever wisdom Allah has. And Allah always knows best and Allah always knows better. We understand the wisdom. We don't understand the wisdom. We are submissive to one fact at any time. That fact is Allah knows best. I don't know and Allah knows. I might want my, I might ask for something that will destroy me without knowing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows exactly what is good for me and what is bad for me. And He gives me the way He knows better, subhanahu wa ta'ala. I may be able to understand the wisdom of Allah. Maybe He's limiting my wealth because He doesn't want me to be a spoiled brat. Maybe this, maybe that. Yes, I might be able to understand the wisdom of Allah. However, whether I understand it or not, my position is, and your position is, for the good representation, is to trust His wisdom and say, Allah knows better and Allah knows best. So that person, for the wisdom of Allah, is limited in wealth and resources. But his heart is as good as the rich person. Then the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam put his two fingers like this to make it clear to everybody that, and he said, they are equally rewarded. فَهُمْ فِي الْأَجْرِ سَوَاءٌ. They are equally rewarded by Allah. And he put his fingers like that so that he doesn't leave any room for anybody to say one has more than the other. No. They are equally rewarded. And the other example, as the examples of the other two examples of people. One Allah has made rich, and one Allah has made poor. But their hearts are the same. Both have wicked, evil hearts. The one who is rich, he's using his wealth and employing his wealth to promote the business of the shaitan, to promote the evil, bad, wicked representation on earth. And this is how he's using and employing his wealth. That is a gift from Allah. He's using Allah's gift and Allah's trust. When Allah trusted him with the free will, he's using that to against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants, which is the good representation, and towards what the shaitan wants, which is the evil, wicked representation. And the other person is has the same heart, but Allah, for a wisdom, made him poor. So he doesn't have the money and the resources to do like what his twin-hearted brother, the brother who has the similar heart, did. Maybe you can say that Allah has limited him in resources because Allah wants to limit the evil on earth. And this person has a lot of evil, and Allah decided that this is too much evil. Maybe it's going to cause a lot of destruction. Allah knows best, but Allah decided to make this person poor so that he's unable to let out all the evil in his or her heart. Then the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to make it clear, raised his two fingers like that, and he said, فَهُمَا فِي الْوِزْرِ سَوَاءٌ. They are equally sinful. They earn equal sins, for both of them have the same heart. Dear brothers and sisters, indeed, we have a lot of job to do, a lot of good representations to do. And you might say, what is my homework out of this? I mean, there are so many problems in the world, so many evil representations of the world. Am I supposed to fix it all? No. Allah knows best, and Allah knows better that you and me, the problems of the world are bigger than you and me. Then what can I do? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not judge you and me for not fixing the problems of the world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would judge both of us on whether we were part of the problem or part of the solution. Here is the good representation, here is the bad representation. Your contribution was towards the good or towards the bad. What was your role? What role you were playing within your circle of influence, within your small circle of influence? If you're a king, you have a big circle of influence. This is a very difficult test. If you are an average person, then you have an average circle of influence. An easier test. If you're a poor person, you have a small circle of influence. Alhamdulillah, an easy test. Whatever circle of influence Allah has decided to grant you, Allah wants to see whether you're going to be a little shaitan, a little Satan within your circle of influence, or whether you're going to promote the good, fair, representation of Allah within your circle of influence. Whether you and me were part of the solution or part of the problem is what is important. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says at the end of Surah Al-Baqarah, لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها لها ما كسبت وعليها ما اكتسبت. Allah will not judge you for things outside of your circle of influence, outside of your reach, outside of your ability, things that you cannot do. It doesn't mean Allah is explaining the obvious. This should be an obvious fact that we all should know without reading this verse. But it's reinforced by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's obvious. Why would He judge you for something that you cannot do? I mean, this is an obvious thing. But at the same time, this ayah means another thing. That is, be careful of and beware of. It means that Allah will judge you for everything within your reach. For everything within your circle of influence. For everything that you can handle. As the Prophet said, كُلُّكُمْ رَاعٍ وَكُلُّكُمْ مَسْؤُولٌ عَنْ رَعِيَتِهِ. Everybody is in a charge of some, of an area. Is in a charge of, has a little kingdom, small kingdom, depending on his circle or her circle of influence. And you are responsible of your circle of influence. So anything within your reach, you are responsible of doing. And indeed, one of the problems that we are suffering from today is the injustice. Injustice is happening. Such as the injustice is happening to our brothers and sisters, Muslim brothers and sisters everywhere, especially in Palestine, the Holy Land. Allah did not send the Prophet Muhammad directly straight from Mecca into heaven in al-Isra and al-Mi'raj, in a direct journey. Why would He take him first using this miraculous animal from Mecca into Jerusalem, and then from Jerusalem, al-Masjid al-Aqsa, where al-Masjid al-Aqsa is, to heaven? Allah had a wisdom. One of these wisdoms is that we should... We Muslims are related to this place, and this place is a holy place for us. And this place is being stolen from us, it's taken away from us. And it's the biggest theft that you can ever imagine. The biggest theft that happened in the history of mankind. It's not stealing a cow, it's not stealing a camel, it is stealing an entire state from the true owners. In the eyes, in front of the eyes of the whole civilized world. And to do that, the true owners and legitimate owners of this land are being oppressed and tortured beyond imagination. Our role, what can we do? What we can do is education, to educate ourselves about their condition and to educate our children. Maybe this education can result into some little kindness, some little help that we can provide within our reach, within our circle of influence. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. إني داع فقولوا آمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام وأعز المسلمين. اعلي بفضلك يا رب كلمتي الحق والدين. انصر عبادك المؤمنين الموحدين. اللهم عليك بمن عاد الإسلام وحارب المسلمين. اللهم كن في عون إخواننا المسلمين المستضعفين في كل أرض مسلمة. اللهم إن الأعداء قد تجبروا عليهم وظلموهم والأصدقاء قد تخلوا عنهم وخذلوهم. فمن لهم سواك يدفع عنهم يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم تقبل قتلاهم من الشهداء وادفع عن أحيائهم واشف مرضاهم وفك أسر سجنائهم. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح. قد قامت صلاة قد قامت صلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
آمين.
قل إنني هداني ربي إلى صراط مستقيم دينا قيما ملة إبراهيم حنيفا وما كان من المشركين قل إن صلاتي ونسكي ومحياي ومماتي لله رب العالمين لا شريك له وبذلك أمرت وأنا أول المسلمين الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
آمين.
قل اللهم مالك الملك تؤتي الملك من تشاء وتنزع الملك ممن تشاء وتعز من تشاء وتذل من تشاء بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير تولج الليل في النهار وتولج النهار في الليل وتخرج الحي من الميت وتخرج الميت من الحي وتخرج الميت من الحي وترزق من تشاء بغير حساب الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Girls are still standing at the MCA banquet hall from 8:15 to 10 o'clock tomorrow night. The guest speakers are former Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney and Dr. Hatem Azian and Brother Tahir Ahmed. Also, I just want to remind the brothers and sisters that attend this masjid. We had minor earthquake a few minutes ago and one yesterday, that the emergency exits are aside from this main exit. There is an exit in the back there. The last few rows should exit from the outside or the back door, and the few front rows here will exit from this door. So we avoid any confusion or anything like that. So just want to make sure that everybody is aware that there is a back door exit. The last 4 or 5 rows exit from that, and the first 4 or 5 rows exit from this door. And also, I remind everybody to make sure that you are prepared, you have your emergency kit, and there is a flyer from Hidayah Foundation about emergency preparedness. So please keep one up.